Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border. We're going to finish up in the book of Hebrews. We left off at chapter 12 and verse 22, where we receive details of our position in Christ. But you are come unto Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, also known as the kingdom of heaven, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to the God, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. Hallelujah. Just men made perfect. And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. See that you refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escaped not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth, but now he hath promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore we receive a kingdom which cannot be moved. Let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. Chapter 13, verse 1, the book of Hebrews. Let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Remember them that are in bonds, as bond with them, and them which suffer adversity, as being yourselves also in the body. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. I don't believe the days we live in are any different than the days that the Messiah lived in. He met a woman at a well, and he asked her about her husband, and she told the truth. She said that she didn't live with her husband. The fact is, she was living in a unlawful relationship. I don't know whether it was an adulterous relationship. I don't know exactly what the circumstances were. But what I do know is that Jesus didn't justify her in that relationship. Because when Jesus healed someone, when he saved the harlot from stoning in the square, something he always said was, go your way and sin no more. I've met quite a few people that are living in unlawful relationships, perhaps living with a woman that they're not married to, that left a husband, or some type of relationship like that, or someone who married a divorced woman who was unlawfully divorced from her husband. Yeshua, Jesus, absolutely declares that to be an adulterous situation, but they think they're okay. They think they can continue in it, that Jesus isn't saying to them, go your way and sin no more. They somehow believe that God has to accept them in their adulterous, fornicating, or unlawful relationship. God calls us out of those things. By faith, we leave those things because that's what he requires. Because we want to live a life of holiness and purity and obedience to him, we have to leave those things behind. It says that the author says here in chapter 13, verse 4, that marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. And this whoremonger here is a fornicator, a debauchee. So it just, it covers the whole gamut of unlawful relationships. And adulterers God will judge. And that's why these people can't get anywhere with God. That's why they keep falling for the same things. They keep laying again the foundation for repentance. Because one thing I've learned in the approximately 40 years that I have been following the Messiah, reading his word, learning to live in his kingdom, is that when he comes into someone's life, when someone first receives the word of God and they're born again into that newness of life, I know, I've learned and I've observed that the Holy Spirit zeroes in on the sexual sin first. It seems to be a very important thing to our Heavenly Father that we live lives that are sexually pure. And if you don't get that one, you're not going to get anything after it. He's not going to say, okay, well, you know, you can, we won't work on that one. We'll just work on these other things. No, that's the one he takes care of first. Then he moves on to the addictions and the other things, the lesser things. But purity is pretty big on the Heavenly Father's list, on the sins that the Holy Spirit convicts in your life. Don't blaspheme the work of the Holy Spirit. Allow him to take care of that big one first. Then you can move on to the smaller things. And believe me, it's a lifelong project. So marriage is honorable, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. Let your conversation be without covetousness. When you meet people, when you deal with people, what are you seeking? What you're going to get? What's in it for you? Let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. For he saith, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. When he gave us those words, he said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. He meant it. He's not going to leave you. He's not going to forsake you. He is faithful. So, verse 6, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Remember them which have rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God. They're not talking about the rulers of the world out there, not the rulers of the iron kingdoms of men, the broken Roman Empire out there, the seed of men. As the prophecy says, they, that is us, shall mingle themselves with the seed of men. Speaking of the iron and clay, the prophetic days we live in. Not talking about that here. Remember them which have rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow their faith, considering the end of their conversation. What's the end of their conversation? Well, it's without covetousness, because it's for your good. It is for the salvation, the saving of your soul. Consider the end of their conversation. Verse 8, Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. That's the end of the conversation, isn't it? Be not carried about with diverse and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. We have an altar whereof they have no right to eat, which serve the tabernacle. For the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned without the camp. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach, For here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. A lot of people think that is only. They would like to add the word only there. They want it to be enough that they pay him lip service. But we are, with all these things, with obedience, we are to give the fruit of our lips in praise continually, giving thanks to his name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not. For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Obey them that have rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Pray for us, for we trust we have a good conscience in all things, willing to live honestly. But I beseech you the rather to do this, that I may be restored unto you the sooner. Now the God of peace, that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. And I beseech you, brethren, suffer the word of exhortation, for I have written a letter unto you in few words. Know ye that our brother Timothy is set at liberty, with whom, if he come shortly, I will see you. Salute all them that have rule over you, and all the saints, they of Italy, salute you. Grace be with you all. Amen. And that's the end of the book of Hebrews.